Police say they responded to 124 4th Street in Troy during the wee hours of Saturday, January 25th, answering a call that an employee at Cocapelli's nightclub had been assaulted. Initial reports stated a brawl broke out after some patrons were observed to be smoking marijuana. The Times Union said that the bar owner gave police a statement explaining he decided to call it a night due to the pot smoking, and as customers were being ushered outside, the crowd became unruly and started a fight with employees that led to the attack on a bouncer. Troy police responding to the disturbance were overwhelmed by the crowd, eventually calling for backup from state police and officers from Green Island, Watervliet, Menands, Colony, and Cohoes police departments. The brawl resulted in the hospitalization of about a half dozen police officers and the arrests of about a half dozen bar patrons. A few days later, the newspaper reported that the owners of Cocapelli's said the police are lying about the night's events and that it was officers who sparked the melee. Religious leaders have said race has to be on the table. But could certain individuals be looking to find racism where there is none? Community activist Andres Rivera of Albany is planning to march in solidarity with citizens of Troy tonight. He has been monitoring incidents of violence in the Collar City.
I don't think it has anything to do with ethnicity, race, color. It's been ongoing in different areas of the country. We're starting to see it more and more of the disrespectfulness of the officer towards citizens.
Mayor Lou Rosamilia told media outlets Monday that a preliminary internal investigation shows Troy police used necessary force. It was then reported that members of the city's black community were enraged by continuing evidence of unrestrained police brutality. The mayor did not return a call for comment. Rivera, like many others, has seen online video of the brawl.
Sometimes there's not the best citizens, you know, you run across to in communities that you have to work out of. But with them cameras out there, it sends a message, and you can see a clearer picture as for the incident that happened in Troy, New York. This time it was caught on video. I don't know how someone can negate the fact and agree with the police department saying that it was okay, that what he did was okay. When you literally see a man being beat by a baton, being held down.
The Troy African American Pastoral Alliance filed a complaint with the U.S. Department of Justice requesting a civil rights investigation. Troy Councilman Rodney Wiltshire is demanding a full investigation into the incident. Troy Police Chief John Tedesco says authorities have collected and are reviewing all of the video.
We're certainly looking at the actions of all the parties involved. We're trying to identify people that were jumping on cars, people that threw objects at the officers, broke the window out of a police car. The investigation is ongoing. Certainly it won't be finished for tonight's public safety meeting, but I would think hopefully within the next, say, 10 to 14 days, we can come to some conclusion on it.
And more cameras are coming. Local TV news stations have been promoting that they'll be there to cover a community gathering, march, and meeting set to get underway at 4:30 this evening at Bethel Baptist Church along Fifth Avenue. The event is being heavily promoted via Facebook. Andres Rivera says whether 880 or 800 people show up, the message is clear. The community is tired.
My whole motivation to go over there is to let them see that we can have an open dialogue, giving them the example of what Chief Court Call from Albany was able to do. You know, he has a CAB, an accountability board for the officers from the community to make them aware that this can happen, working together as a group of people for the common good. And if you want to have a relationship with the community, don't you think it's best if we sit down and have dialogue? I don't even want to take my daughter tonight because I don't know what the outcome is going to be. We might go to jail just for practicing our First Amendment. I fear that maybe something might happen tonight.
Rivera says he doesn't view the march as an incident that warrants violence in any way and adds he's willing to help defuse any hostilities that may erupt. Chief Tedesco is on the same page. He says the marchers will have a forum to speak out.
And then I think there's going to be two subsequent meetings at which I plan to address issues and changes that I would like to see made in the police department. The big thing tonight for everyone, let's be peaceful. Let's not get into taunting. You know, there are going to be emotions on both sides of the issue. I think it's being portrayed in the environment of hype, if you will, to get a lot of emotion stirred, and I'm hoping cooler heads prevail, because we're not going to get anywhere if this turns into yet baseless accusations on both sides.
Some local leaders have called for the chief's resignation. Tedesco hopes to restore the confidence the community has in the police department and for police to get a better understanding of community concerns they can address in the future. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.